Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we approved this budget last September. I certainly was under the impression that this no-tell was, first of all, going to be $70-some thousand, not $90-some thousand, and that this was it. We're going to spend $90,000, and we're good to go. I mean, having this second transmitter, the first I heard about it was, you know, the general manager telling the PND that, you know, so I'm, you know, there's a lot to kind of figure out here about what's actually going on.
Okay, Kim, I'm on the stack. Is there anyone else on the stack? Okay. Two things. I think it's fairly clear that the second transmitter purchase is not going to happen this year unless KPFK has a substantial increase in the amount of revenue, which they don't at the moment. So I don't think that's a concern. It's not going to happen. And my understanding is that for technical reasons, it doesn't need to happen. In terms of KPFA's computer repair and website expense, what I need to let you guys know is that that's not equipment costs. Those are consultant costs for an individual that are divided between those two categories. That's why it's so high, and that's what the computer repair bill essentially is, which probably should be put in consultants for clarity. But that said, I wonder whether that's what's going on with KPFK, because, again, these bills don't make sense to me. And I'd really like to, you know, encourage LaVarne and Kim to get to the bottom of what this really represents, because I think in terms of clarity and understanding your own budget, it's important. Okay. Anything else on KPFK?
No.
All right. That takes us to KPFA, which hopefully we will be done with by about 7:10 or 7:15. Barbara, you're up.
Yep. Let me rearrange something here for a minute. Okay. The quarterly report was not distributed at our last LSB meeting, but it will be this coming Saturday. However, I referred to it in a really brief report that I gave out. I was not there for the first part of the meeting. And Tracy sent then a series of questions, which you've all, I guess these mostly went to the LSB. They didn't go to the NFC. But they were good things that were pointed out here, and so I thought maybe I'd give the little depressing summary that, of course, we're behind in revenue and over in some expenses, not over in some others. But I'll just take the questions that Tracy brought forward. And one is about our property tax refund. And so the answer to the question about where this was showing up was, now where's my sheet? There are various changes that have been happening in the property taxes, and they happen in stages. So the payment of, first of all, there are no overdue payments. There are no penalties on any of the property tax things that were paid. Tracy ended up with still a question about, there was a property tax payment in January, and she pointed out rightly that that couldn't be without, it couldn't be having met the deadline, which is in December. She thought it was without, would certainly have been penalized. But in fact, that the payment for 1929, which is the station, the larger part of the property, there's a form filed at the beginning of each calendar year that reconfirms the nonprofit status of the occupant of the building. And that form was filed late, and it was due to a very serious family emergency of our business manager. But it wasn't filed tremendously late, and there is no penalty associated with that. However, what happened then was that the tax bill, which came out as due November 1st, between November 1st and December 10th, came out without the reduced amount. But the business manager had received a letter saying that this would happen and then there would be a correction. And the correction would have a newly scheduled due date. And that was in January, and it was paid on time. And as far as the evaluation of the other parts of the parcels there, the national office and the storage space, those are waiting for the county to make their final inspection. They have to come and make a physical inspection. All the paperwork is finished, and the inspection is scheduling is entirely up to the county. They have, I guess, staff shortages, and that's why it's being delayed. But the business manager has been reassured that the refund will be coming. Everything else is in order. So that's the essence of the property tax thing. Now, there was a question about $10,000 in the income line that looked like it was in the wrong line, and yes, it was, and it's being reclassified as it was not a grant, but the donor just called it a grant, and it really is going into large donor category. Now the big question about our overrun in salaries. What I know about salaries is this, that the business manager has provided a headcount to the general manager, and
somebody, please mute. You're dialing right through the phone call.
Heavens. And the only action that he's taken by this time during this period has been he restored some salaries that had been cut in March of 2011. It's not much. It was people that had taken cuts and then taken more cuts. There was some staff group that chose to cut all of their salaries and keep the number of people. And it's a little hard to figure out why he's done that, but he was insistent on it. And really, there has been no discussion or resolution, I guess you'd say, of where, in which departments, there should be more cuts. And the only thing that I can say about that right now is that this is just the first quarter, and another couple sets of things have happened that affect our income, which aren't reflected in this profit and loss statement, but will show up in balance sheets and so on. KPFA has had a couple of bequests that have matured recently, and it isn't money that is coming to the station specifically to spend, but it's going into the inter-unit account. It has already. And so KPFA receives credit for this, and at this point, we have overpaid the amount of that is due for our central services by $93,000. So our central services are essentially paid by these bequests that have gone into the books, and we have also paid out a sizable loan for WBAI expenses, as other stations do. And so I think that our bequests are helping us with our cash flow at this point. I don't think this is ideal, and I think that the problem of the staffing, I think it needs more of a discussion than just the budget. I think it gets into the matter of different stations have different markets and different demands and different programming plans, and I think the overrun in salaries in this statement can be connected to that as for some kind of discussion. I don't know whether you want to have any more discussion about it now. I'm sure somebody will have some opinion about what we ought to do about it. Tracy asked a question about state filing fees. She noticed $8,000. Is this property tax? It was in the wrong line, and it's going to be given a new account number, was the answer for that. Now about website expenses. The question, Tracy says, why did we spend twice what we budgeted? And my answer is the expenses in this category are approved by Michael Yoshida and Andrew Phillips. For those in other stations, Michael Yoshida is the chief engineer. Necessary emergency expenses are difficult to estimate. Planned improvements may be estimated, and work moves apace, but emergency repairs cannot be predicted. And the person that Tracy has been referring to is should be called a consultant. In fact, that is not the case. This person works. It is not a person who just advises. And so he's been being called a contractor, and he is contracted to provide these services. And he's under the supervision of Michael Yoshida. And when we question these expenses, the business manager and I, he said, well, you can look this up on the wiki. And that was nothing I had heard about before, and I guess Tracy hadn't either. But there is an internal account where all of the needed repairs, the planned ones and the emergency ones as they come up, are listed. And then this contractor, and in fact he has an assistant that comes under his same billing, they enter work when it's finished, or progress notes as they go along. Now, I don't know if this is something that actually exists in other stations, and you might not know about it because I hadn't heard about this. And I think I'm not quite sure how long our business manager has known that this internal website thing exists, but it's certainly useful for reviewing what kind of emergencies come up and what kind of expenses they are causing. So I asked about who can access this. And Tracy, you could access this from a computer at the station. We can't do it from any remote location. But I've asked that he if he can give us a little sample printout of maybe a couple pages talking about what work was needed and what the, you know, showing the notations about its being completed or worked on, if he would provide that for the LSB meeting this Saturday, which I know you won't be there, but we'll be able to then circulate it other ways. Now, there was also a question about the community events expenses. With crafts fair expenses coming in at $10,000 more than budgeted, can the board get the statement? The crafts fair expenses, let's see, the business manager and the crafts fair director are working on this in between other deadlines, but they were supposed to meet this week and finalize their the crafts fair manager is going to come to the LSB meeting, and there will be a report issued. Now, I know that Maria was home ill today, so I'm pretty sure she's going to be there tomorrow, and they will, in fact, finish this up. And this would be then something we could share with the Finance Committee, I'm sure. But they're making an analysis, so we'll understand the money coming in and the money going out for the craft. Now, the development portion, there are unexpended funds. And Tracy's question was, do we have unpaid bills? And no, the bill, there are no bills unpaid and no data waiting to be input. And apparently there were some programmers, not in this fund drive, but one before, who actually hadn't ordered premiums. As you all know, when we do the budgeting, I think it sounds to me like the most convoluted formulas that are inserted are in the budget document are, they've got to be the ones in development where how many premiums are, you know, if the income goes up to a certain level, there's a speculation about what that means, about how many premiums are going to be ordered, and there's a speculation about the credit card revenue from this, and the, anyway, lots of parts that show up there. And I don't have an answer for why the premiums weren't ordered, but in fact, that one item does sort of affect everything in that section. And so the question about that really calls for much further analysis just by going into the document where these formulas are to see if they're, you know, I don't think we can evaluate the formulas. They've been made, established by the financial analyst and been in use many budgets. But it will be interesting to see after we have data from this latest fund drive if there's still some, you know, glaring things there that need to be answered. Maybe not. There's one other thing here. The question you asked about, this is also relevant to the development, about whether or not there were credit card fees that are not yet entered, and that is no, all the credit card fees have been entered. They're practically the first thing that the business manager does when starting to close for a month, because they come from the bank statement, which needs to be reconciled in order to go through the whole process. And the figures that are on the quarterly statement, the first quarter statement, are the credit card fees for KPFA alone. In other words, that first month of October, it's only $126. But according to the bank statement, it was $1,860, and $1,734 was for KFCF. And then the next month was the bank statement was $7,834, but $601 of that was for KFCF. So that gave us a total in the statement there of $7,233. So it's like that. That's the way that gets changed. I don't know. I could stop now and see if people have questions.
Bill from the staff.
Okay. Well, as the KPFA member, I'm going to go next, but I'll take a stack after me. I heard Bill. I think I heard Kim.
Yes.
Did I hear Kim?
LaVarne.
Okay. Anybody else?
LaVarne.
Okay. I got you. Okay. So that's the stack. So let me do myself, and then we'll go to the stack. All right. For the stream, again, I'm just going to reiterate what the actual financial results are, because I think sometimes we don't tell people, and if anyone should happen to have undergone the listening experience, it's confusing. So the total revenue for KPFA was $1,093,000, which is $117,000 less than budgeted. Total expenses were $915,477, which was $54,000 less than budgeted. Pre-capital, $178,000 in net income. Post-capital, $171,000. So those are the results. Very quickly, I appreciate your going through that in such depth, Barbara. Some of the questions, you know, are fully answered. And yes, I did send these to the local board as part of our local financial report. A couple of them, maybe not so much, but in terms of the payroll overrun, I just want to highlight some weirdness, which is that we're substantially under on health benefits in the last quarter, which is great, but probably not going to last in January after, you know, health benefits generally go up, I think, every January. So the payroll overrun that we basically were able to absorb in the first quarter is probably going to get worse, not better, if in fact it's something systemic or structural.
Oh, wait, that would be in the front.
Ken, I think you need to mute. We're hearing you. And then the other thing that I guess I would point out is thank you for the printout on the website expenses. I really am concerned about that because spending double what we budgeted is, you know, kind of nuts. My sense there is that we're not talking about a one-time emergency, because if you take a look at how the payments spread out, we basically spent double what we budgeted every single month. So I think it's not a question of a one-time emergency. I think it's a question of ongoing expenses that are significantly in surplus of what was budgeted. And I think we have to kind of look at that, because at $23,000, we're going to spend $120,000 in website expenses before we're done over the course of the year. And for that, KPFA should have a new website. I mean, that's a lot of money. So I think that's something that we kind of need to pay attention to. But it will be good to see the printout and, you know, try to get a little bit more information on what, you know, what is going on. I think that's mostly it for me. So let's go to the stack. And I had Bill, followed by Kim, followed by LaVarne.
Okay, yeah, and thanks, Barbara. I do have some concerns. The, you know, list report's down. Where was that? 69, almost $70,000 less than budget. And if that continues, that's going to be a big problem, especially with combination of some of the other things. The salaries and related things. It bothers me that it's going up a little bit. You know, it's, I know you said that they're restoring some of the cuts from last year, but I'm comparing it with budget, not the prior year.
Mm-hmm.
And if that continues, that's, you know, equivalent of one or two people, probably two people for a year. So that's a problem. The website thing also bothered me. It sounds like if it's consultants, you know, that's another equivalent of one or two people also over the
it's
years.
It's contractors.
And if we're hiding, well, whether they're called contractors or not, it's an unbudgeted expense, and it's equivalent probably to one or two people for the year if it continues like that. So, like Tracy was saying, it doesn't look like it was an emergency. I mean, all of our stations could benefit from improved websites, and, you know, if they're doing something we can all use, that might be good, but it concerns me that it's so much over the budget. Let's see. Also, the development. I was wondering why the premium expense was so low, and you said that the premiums weren't ordered. Does that mean they still haven't been ordered or still haven't been sent out?
That was what we were told about a week ago, that there were premiums that had not been ordered. And that actually longer than a week ago. It was before this most current fund drive started that we were told.
Like a lot of them haven't been ordered, looking at the actuals versus the budget for the quarter.
I guess. I don't know specifically. That's just what the people who manage the fund drives know and told us.
Okay, I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but I mean, it looks like there's less than a third.
Yes, you are, Bill.
Of the budget expense for that. Well, no, it's not you personally, but
I know. We talk to each other like we expect us to be able to go back and crack a whip, and everything's going to work.
Well, I know. And same thing for the premium. So obviously, they haven't been sent. So it bothers me that may negatively affect.
Yeah.
Income revenue if people aren't getting their
mm-hmm.
thank you gifts, the premiums. So I hope there's a plan on getting those out soon if they haven't already been sent out. And
I think the credit card discount purchased.
Yeah, and I don't understand why the credit card discount fees are so low if the donations, I mean, the donations are down some, but they're not down that much, unless you're getting more donations by cash and check instead of credit card. Do you know why?
I don't know, but I do know this, that our most recent fund drive, there was quite a big percent is by credit card.
Yeah.
It seems like that's increased a lot.
Well, if you've gotten a better deal with your bank for credit cards, let us know, because it'd be great. We could all save money that way.
Uh-huh.
I just don't want to make sure that doesn't mean that we're getting less revenue. And that's all. Thank you.
Okay, Kim is next.
One thing that KPFK does is sometimes we have a cash flow problem, so we have to wait to order premiums. There may be some of that going on. I don't know.
Possible, yeah.
Yeah. These bank charges from KFCF, it seems to me some of them should be from KPFK for our shared program.
No, not the part that I read you.
Okay.
Your stuff, yeah, I still haven't got it quite straight. The two stations that are not KPFA are not handled exactly the same as far as the way the money gets distributed.
Okay.
I'll try to get a better explanation for that, because it is confusing, and we want to make sure there are no errors made. As far as I know, as far as I understand it at this point, we do some transferring of something to do with the credit for KFCF, but in fact, we just send everything to KPFK. To process the card.
Tracy for the stack on that.
I think that's the way it is.
Okay. And, what's up with this wiki thing? like, what? I mean, if we don't have one, I guess I
maybe you need
care.
One.
If we got one, I guess I want to find it out.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, but does anybody know?
It's an internal website program, and they refer to it as the internal wiki. And it's where the technical work is tracked.
Well, that certainly seems like it might be a good thing for us to have. Since,
yeah.
You know, this is one of our issues. Like, what is all this stuff going to stand for? Who takes care of it? Or who?
Well, the person that I, the business manager has talked to about it the most is the contractor expert, Roger Marquis, who reports to Michael Yoshida. So I think between the two of them, I don't know, Michael Yoshida might know whether other engineers at other stations have this already. Maybe I can ask and see what is.
I don't think so. I think
you think
I
you would have heard about it.
Oh yeah, and I mean we have a complete lack of you know that stuff going on, and I suspect this is something that probably, you know, your computer guys paid you know build a lot of time for to set it up.
Well, I think it's been going for quite a long time.
Well, whatever. I mean, if, you know,
I'll see what I can find out. And
yeah, and share it with all of us because it might be useful. And as to, you know, contractors, consultants, whatever you want to call them, I believe they should have a separate line item, you know, so we can know how many humans are getting paid. I have that problem. You know, these people are buried in, you know, line items that wouldn't indicate there's a human getting paid there. And we don't have accurate headcounts if we don't have that. And I don't care whether they're on payroll or not, but it should be obvious how many humans are getting paid.
Okay, I'm going to ask about whether or not he's represented in any other way than the work product that we pay him for. And that's why it comes in as a, you know, an expense in the category that it's in. He's also involved with the telephone system.
He's a human. I mean,
yes.
He deserves his own line.
Okay.
What can I say? You know?
All right, Kim. All right, Kim.
I mean, all I can say is I have the same problem, you know. Okay, well, that's good for me.
Okay, let's go to LaVarn then. I'm putting myself on the stack. Does anybody else want to be there? Okay, then that will be the end. LaVarn?
Okay. Yeah, Barbara, thank you for the report. And I guess first, the issue of the website and the expenses related to that. I know that Andrew Phillips, from the very beginning since last year, has really requested more information on that because he has compared the website expenses at KPFA with the other stations, and the other stations, they usually do not have even a full-time person doing the website. And KPFA has Roger, as Barbara said, he's maintaining this internal website. Then I've been looking at Miguel Guerrero and Antonio, and then you have Michael, which he just supervising them. So those expenses, and then looking at, you know, the product, you know, your website itself, that's, I think, something that, again, that Andrew Phillips has been pressing to get more information on and from last year. So hopefully we can get something really started in terms of determining what is the real, what's the value and what is really needed at KPFA, especially compared to the other stations. The other item on the central services that's very interesting, that what has happened is that in the last 2 years, because of the huge deficit, you know, the $5 million over 5 years of losses, that stations like KPFA and KPFK were not able to pay central services like not last year or the year before. So those funds are still due in order to pay down our major payables, and we know what those are. You know, we have major payables that are outstanding, and one item is Extreme. And that, so therefore, central services don't just begin new the fiscal year. It just doesn't begin new the fiscal year, and then that's how you take care of your central services. If there's still balances due on the balance sheet, those have to be paid in order to pay down those outstanding payables. And that's the case with KPFA. And as far as the bequests, like Barbara said, we've gone into intercompany because also those bequests require that you are actually keeping track of those and filing the papers and making sure that you're getting those bequests. And that's what Lynn has done. Lynn has tracked those. She's made sure that any questions, anything that has to be filed, she's doing that so that we will get that income. Otherwise, we can lose it. So, therefore, what we do is we bring it in and we just net that against the central services or CPB funding for KPFA. But the number one thing is that it has to be gotten. You have to track that. You have to get those funds. Otherwise, you will lose them. And that's all I'll say about that. So the other thing is on I heard Barbara talk about the taxes, and, yeah, it's in terms of the account, it shouldn't be filing. And that's a mistake that's made in a couple of stations. So we need to take care of that. And actually for the fiscal year 2011, we took the credit on the P&L for those taxes that were not filed, or the exemptions were not filed, and we will get those credits back. So that's already taken as income for 2011. And the other item is on the premiums. And again, this is something that Andrew, I know, has talked to me about and had some concerns from the last fiscal year. So I think that he's really on the really important things that we need to track, we need to resolve, not just track, but resolve, that can result in a really serious missing and negative variances on the budget. So the cost of the premiums, ordering the premiums, because as we all know, that will impact fulfillment. And with fulfillment increasing, we don't need anything negative that's going to take that down, because that's basically how we achieve our listener support revenue. So those are two things that must be attended to immediately before this is the first quarter has ended. That's what we're looking at now. And that the actions to correct those must be done before April. So thanks again for the report. But as I said, the central services number is not correct, but KPFA still owes to central services, and we expect those to be transferred on the 20th of the month. Thank you.
Okay. I think that I had myself on the stack, so let me just make a couple concluding comments, and then I think we're pretty done or close to done with these reviews. A wiki is basically an on-the-web document that it can be communally edited by multiple people. It's not usually an in-house document. It usually can be seen on the web, and if you provide a password, then it can be accessed. So I'm not quite sure what that business about only on a computer at the station means exactly. I suspect that's probably not true. But that said, if you could get a printout from it, Barbara, that would be really helpful. But that's what a wiki is. It's a communally edited document on the web.
I think they are using this term, outside of the usual use. They put quotes on it and say it's the internal wiki. So,
okay. I mean, usually wikis are sort of what they are. I mean, mm-hmm. lots of people use them, but mm-hmm. okay. Well, anyway, we'll get a printout, and I guess that will do on that.
on KPFK and KFCF, just to clarify, my understanding is that KFCF revenues, which are approximately 5 or 6% of the total, are actually processed through KPFA's books and go out the other side and are then sent to Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
KPFK revenues are not processed through the books, but are instead sent directly to Los Angeles for processing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that I'm right about that because I was confused about it for a while, and finally I think I got to the bottom of how that works. So they're not treated the same. That said, I still have some real questions about these development expenses, and I just want to put them out there because I don't understand what's going on with the numbers really at all. When I take a look at credit card discount fees for October, KPFA had a 20-day long fund drive in October 2012. It raised on paper $750,000 or so. According to this financial statement, $450,000 came through the door, and yet you're telling me the credit card discount fees were $126 in that month? I can't.
Actually, Tracy, that month would have been September activity.
You don't post credit card fees in October?
They show up in the bank bank statement the next month.
Oh, okay. They show up in my bank statement the same month, but okay.
Well,
That could be. I don't know why.
No, it is. I know it is. The business manager told me that.
So in September we had virtually no credit card fees. In November we had $7,200.
Mm-hmm.
On about $500,000, and then we're saying we got about $130,000 in November, and we have $10,681. Is that the same ratio? $1,681 to $129, $7,200 to $500,000 is still pretty low, proportionally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not the same ratio. There's still something there that doesn't quite make sense. But anyway. Thank you for that, and I guess it is the following month. But still, you would think with a couple $100,000 in credit cards, you'd have a little more than $7,200, but whatever. The other point is about the premiums. I don't think it would be cash flow shortage. I mean, having raised all that money in October, is there no rational explanation for ordering one-third of the premiums? It really makes me worried.
Here's
about
what I
a,
understand.
The, okay, let me finish the question. It really makes me worried about the financial hit when we catch up with all these expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And to sort of, you know, the aggravating the customer's aspect of not fulfilling things promptly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, is there any
What I understand about it is that it's the responsibility of the programmers.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them significantly have not turned in their requests or orders or whatever it was. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe it was what was going on during that fund drive that was, different and whatever. I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, that's worrisome. I'm not aware of that trend ever manifesting at KPFA before.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that definitely needs to be gotten on because
mm-hmm.
you don't want to be failing to fulfill pledges in a prompt manner, and it's pretty obvious that that's what we're going to do. Okay, is there anything else on KPFA, or shall we move the agenda?
I have a question.
Okay.
At this last fund drive, how many days did you do and how much under were you?
Just a minute. I've got a little report here. Well, we did 24 days, but in fact, we don't. The report that I could get doesn't have the last day in it. And we can. One staff person gave us a total including everything, but we didn't have a breakdown for that particular day, so we kind of back into it. And the guess then was $60,000 for that day, but that would have been bigger than any day we've had, so we're pretty sure that wasn't the case. So we just have to wait and see about the last day. We got let's see here. Our goal was our goal was 800,000. We got 628,757.
No, that's Tracy. That's not the up-to-date info, as I understand it. I can correct.
Well, actually, let's see. That is the amount that... Oh, no. I got this little report this afternoon, and I thought I understood it. Now I'm not sure. It looks like Well, I thought our goal was 800,000, but this sheet says 761,905, and I think that's because the amount that would have gone to KPFK is not in there.
Mm-mm.
If I'm not mistaken, that's what that is. This goal was for KPFA plus KFTF, and that was 762,000.
Okay.
And what we got, according to what I know, was 628,757 for
this is Tracy. Yeah.
KPFA and KFCF.
Okay, this is Tracy. What I've been informed that we had is, if you take a look at the budget, 800,000 was the chalkboard goal. It's not the real goal. The real goal is around, I think it's around 700 if you take a look at KPFA's actual budgetary figures. It's not $800,000. That was a makeup goal to try to cover the, you know, it's a fake goal, the chalkboard goal. So the actual budgetary goal was around $700,000, and the final numbers, as I understand, are about 676 or 677.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's taken an awfully long time to get there, though. Economy is depressing. But
that was the
latest
that
numbers that I heard.
That Carrie had, yes.
Yeah.
676. But
yeah,
the only documented one was less than that. So once we get the final day in and, you know, go over these figures, the report will be more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things about our fund drive that was encouraging was that of the credit card, there were over $360,000 in credit card payments, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
And for donations where premiums were requested was over $345,000. And there were 33,300 in donations where no premium was requested.
So yeah, if you take a look at the budget for February, March, and April, it's not an $800,000 fund drive. It was budgeted substantially less than that.
Okay.
So that's good. okay. Sounds good.
Wait a minute. Are you done now up there? And it was total 24 days?
Yes.
Okay.
We were done last Friday.
Okay. And you don't happen to have a number of what KPFK got?
No, because this just isn't complete enough to...
Right. And you actually don't see it.
Taking some of the figures that I have here, I'm guessing that it's at least 47,000, but it, you know, that's just totally unreliable, Kim.
Uh-huh. But would it come out of your 676 number?
Yes.
Oh, that's too bad.
All right. Sorry, what? All right, I just missed that point. Forget it. It doesn't matter. Are we ready to move the agenda? Okay, I presume we are, and we'll need to stop fairly soon. So at this point, I think we'll try to be off the plan in 15 minutes. It's just really a question for the committee, assuming that the committee's still hanging in on the phone call, which after 2 hours may or may not be the case. We didn't really resolve the item 2 weeks ago, so we're kind of stuck with it. It did involve the concerns about whether we all had a mutual understanding of confidentiality. Our Paul Martin, as the secretary, and I did have a consult and a bylaws research and a Roberts Rules of Order research. And what we came up with is that the bylaws don't provide any means for committees to do anything in particular on this front. And Roberts Rules of Order is fairly specific about this being a full main body decision and not a committee decision in any way, shape, or form. So in this case, since the bylaws say nothing contradictory, Robert's Rules of Order is the order of the day. So really the only thing that this committee could or would do at this point is make a recommendation to the full board about some action that we might or might not want them to take. And, of course, they would have to decide on that. So the question is basically whether we can resolve this internally or whether we feel that we need to craft some sort of a recommendation to the big board, and if so, what that would be. And I am perfectly willing to let people think about it and continue the topic over, or to have a discussion now, whatever people prefer, and I'm just going to hand that over to the will of the body. And I know it's 7:30 on the West Coast, so I wouldn't be surprised if the answer is to continue it, but that's up to all of you. Any feelings one way or the other?
Our Paul?
Yes, our Paul?
Yeah. Okay.
Point of information, someone's like doing the dishes or something. Maybe,
person doing the dishes, stop doing the dishes. Okay. That actually worked.
Okay.
Go ahead, our Paul.
I would say that this needs to be done, if anything is done, I think it probably really needs to be done in executive session. And that's where we would have to do anything. And I would suggest maybe we schedule this for the next meeting, have an executive session to discuss this, think about it till then, and discuss it in executive session in 2 weeks.
Okay. Point of personal privilege, dish person, you need to mute again.
No, I think they're scraping carrots.
Okay, scraping person. Okay, person making noise. Okay, so our Paul is making a suggestion. Does anyone want to make a counter suggestion? How does that sound to people?
This is Ken.
Yeah.
I agree with our Paul. Perhaps in a closed session, we have the time and we can resolve the issues or any issues that are floating around.
Yeah, well, we have a closed session scheduled on a standard basis, so that should not be a problem. Anybody want to say something dramatically different, or is that pretty much the will of the body?
Kim to the stack.
Yeah, Kim.
Well, I guess I still have the same issue that I had last time, is that, how do I say this? That it's an ongoing problem because Barbara doesn't think it's a bad thing.
I don't like you putting words
exactly
in my mouth.
Okay.
Let's not interrupt each other.
Okay, then let me rephrase that. I'd like to hear from Barbara.
This is where to go in the closed session.
Okay. But I would like to hear from Barbara, how we can resolve it,
okay.
And that may have to go into closed session. But that's...
Kim, we're just talking about a procedural point. We're not talking about the substance. Are you disagreeing with our Paul's procedure or not?
Well, I just said what I said. If that is required to go to closed session, then fine. I don't know.
Are you willing to put it off till next week?
Till the
next meeting. Okay. Well, that was part of what we were trying to ascertain. All right. So it doesn't sound like anyone is actually speaking contradictory. Is anybody? Okay. All right, then it is a continuation item, and it sounded like everyone was speaking to continuation into closed session 2 weeks from now. Okay, that's what we got. So good, and presumably we will meet again in 2 weeks. I hope at that point the PNB will have resolved the issue of who's on what committees and done any finance committee elections that they have to do. Hopefully that will be the case. Thanks, everyone. And is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I call to adjourn the meeting.
Any objections? Okay, good night.
So is the next meeting on Tuesday, the 13th of March?
It should be the second Tuesday of March, so I think so, but I don't have...
Yes,
give me a second to check. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Okay, and we will be doing Washington, New York, and National.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.